This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. So glad you're here with us. This show is all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. We want to help you always believe in you, to become the best version of you. Why? Because we believe in you. And we want to see you be that best version. Because at the end of the day, if you ask anyone, and you said, have you reached your potential? And there's, if anyone raises their hand, I mean, they're not telling you the truth. Because no one, everyone knows deep down inside that they haven't scratched the surface. And you don't want to get to the end of your life and have regrets. You want to get to a place, and maybe you are toward the end, and that's okay. But just know that today is a new day, and you want to have take the one life you've been given and squeeze every ounce out of it to be the best version of you, to do everything you can. Because your health is that vehicle that gives you the ability to have energy for your kids and your grandkids, to be able to accomplish things in life, to be able to do everything that you've been designed to do and called to do. It all starts with our health. And our health comes really by the choices and decisions that we make every single day. Like, I can't make decisions for you with your health. Only you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. So we're glad you're with us here on the show, because we want to help you grow and become that best version. If you haven't given us a call yet, we take your calls here on the show. You can call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And we're here for you. Go to Believe Health TV. That's our website. You can always check us out, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, all of that. We're there as well, and also on Clix TV. You can check us out anywhere. We're on all kinds of locations where you can catch the shows. And, again, we're producing more shows that, you know, all have original health content just for you, just to be an encouragement to you. So we're going to get to the phones here in just a moment. Matter of fact, let's go on to Linda. Hi, Linda. What is your health challenge?
I was trying to find out what can I do about inflammation on the colon. Thank you.
So, inflammation on the colon, Linda. Remember this. That I said this. You're only as healthy as the foods you can eat, digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. That's it. You're only as healthy as those areas. And so, if you can come up with a place where, or come up with a method where you can increase the absorption and the ability for your body to function better, that's the key. But the number one thing that we want to look at across the board is lowering inflammation all the way. And the best way to do that, especially in the colon, remember, we are what we eat, just like my granny taught me when I was a little kid. And that stands true today, is that you've got to lower inflammation in the body, and you start with an anti-inflammatory-based diet. That's just the key. I mean, we know that for a fact. When you lower inflammation in the body, you help every system in the body function better. And so the anti-inflammatory diet is an equal balance of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Putting the right foods in the right combination is what makes the biggest difference in your body and in your health. So I want to encourage you to look along those lines, to get to a place where you can really thrive. With the colon itself, remember, it's all about elimination at that point. You want to get your body to where you're digesting, processing your foods, but then also where your body can eliminate effectively. And that comes with the right kind of bacteria. It comes with lowering inflammation in the body with the food you're taking in every day. It also has to do with fiber. So I want to give you a little tip on fiber, because fiber is one of those things that people get confused on. Too much fiber, not enough fiber. For the most part, we don't have enough fiber. We just don't. And the average is about 35 grams. And you get that from things like beans and fruits and vegetables. Nuts and seeds have plenty of fiber in them as well. But I like the number of around 50. That's what I shoot for every single day in fiber numbers. But here's the interesting thing. They did a study on fiber and colon health. And they found that for every 10 grams of fiber that you eat, that reduces your chance of colon cancer by 10%. So think about that. So if you eat 30 grams of fiber, you're reducing your colon cancer risk by 30%. If you eat 50 grams of fiber a day, you're reducing it by 50%. 60 grams, 60%, and so on. But if you think about it, people that are on a vegetarian diet have the lowest rates of colon cancer globally. And so they're probably getting 60, 70 grams of fiber a day because they're eating mostly fruits and vegetables. So it comes down to your food choices every day. And I talk a lot about that in the anti-inflammatory diet in my book. It's a hardback copy of my book. You just go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And it teaches you all of that. And that's really, that's the key. When it comes down to our health, we are what we eat. Just like my granny taught me. I mean, all these other things are important. You got to exercise, drink plenty of water. You definitely want to have good mental clarity and think and have the right attitude, get the right amount of sleep, and all of these factors that we talk about. But at the end of the day, your eating habits are going to be the gold standard of really where you need to go. That's the key more than just about anything else. So I want to encourage you, anti-inflammatory diet's the key. Now, let's talk about water intake, too. I want to talk about your water intake. If you're not drinking enough water, it's one of my essentials that you have to have for optimal health. Period. I mean, no matter who they are, what health guru, doctor, expert, we all agree in the science that we need plenty of water. Because our body's made, I think men are 65% water, women are made up of 55%, men are made up of 65% water. Something along those lines, but we're made up of a lot of water. So if we don't drink enough water, then our body's not going to function the way that it needs to. And it has to be at a certain level to be able to do that. So I want to encourage you in that regard to get plenty of water. The rule of thumb is this. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you weigh 100 or 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces. If you weigh 150 pounds, you drink 75 ounces. It's just that simple. So you want to get the right amount of ounces in every single day, and that's pure, clean water. I mean, it's just getting the essentials to what your body needs really is going to make it function the best. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll make you part of the show. Or if you want us to answer in private, we can do that as well. Go to Believe Health TV, and there we've got a text number you can use. If you want to send us an email, we'll make that part of the show as well. All right? Let's get on to the phones and talk to Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Problem is PTSD, very serious problem. Long time soldier, and I'm calling your show because I have respect for Dr. Asa.
Thank you. Let me tell you something, I got a lot of respect for you. Anybody that served in the capacity that you have, it's something I never was able to do, and it's an honor for people. It's an honor for me to get to talk to anyone that has. And so I've just got the utmost respect for you. And so thank you. And from all of us here, thank you. We're grateful for you. PTSD is no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a bigger deal than people make it out to be. It's people don't understand the severity of PTSD. And I would encourage you, there's a lot of things you can do. Obviously, you want to get, the counseling is really helpful. But from a nutritional standpoint, I would look at a couple of things. One, get a blood test done, because a lot of times the brain chemistry, things like dopamine, acetylcholine, and serotonin, all these different brain chemicals, GABA, that your body utilizes that can help with PTSD are altered in a lot of ways because of diet. Just the wrong kind of diet and not being in a certain place of what you need is a big key. So getting a blood test done to see what you're nutritionally deficient in is a major factor for PTSD. But one thing that is key that we found, it's found in red bell peppers, but you'd have to eat a lot of red bell peppers, is P5P or pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's a version of vitamin B6. That, along with omega-3 fatty acids and high levels of vitamin D, have been shown to really help the brain chemistry in these situations.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
So I would look at that, but I mean, first and foremost, you really want to get a blood test done, okay? Because the last thing you want to do is guess at any of this. And it's not just take B6 either. I mean, I'm giving you a nutrient that can really help that shows in all the research, but you've got to figure out nutritionally what's going on brain-wise. There's just, with PTSD, it can be a lot of things. And, of course, it's experience and things that are going on. But there's a lot of neurochemistry that happens, brain chemistry, nutritionally, that can really be supported if the right things are found out. So start there. Oh, and get a copy of my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. Now, I'll tell you, anybody that's ever served our country in any level, I just want to say thank you. I love getting calls where we have so many people that have served our country in the military at whatever level and rank and you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, I mean, all the different branches, Coast Guard. We're so grateful here. We honor you, any of our troops from any levels. They reach out to us all the time, and we're always so happy to help in any way we can. So we're going to go to the phones in just a minute, but I want to jump in and talk about a couple things when it comes to weight loss, because weight loss is a hot topic. A lot of people ask these questions about it, and I want to give you a couple of things that will really help you in your journey. Now, we know that eating healthy is important, but there's a thing called macros, if you haven't heard of macros. Macros, when somebody says, hey, check your macros, or what are your macros, what that means is there's three main macronutrients. There's proteins, which is like chicken, fish, beef, eggs. Those are your proteins. There are your fats, and fats come in the form of things like avocados, nuts and seeds, butter, coconut oil. These are all fats, okay? And then your carbohydrates, things like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Those are not the good kind. But the good kind of carbohydrates are things like sweet potatoes and brown rice and those kind of fruits and vegetables. Those are the good kind of carbohydrates, what we call the lower glycemic carbohydrates. Those are the better way to go. But in your eating patterns, your macros really do matter. And everybody's different. This is the game changer that no one wants to talk about. This is like the elephant in the room with nutrition. Once you figure out what your macros are for your body weight, because calories matter, for your body weight, it's a ratio and there's a formula. Way too complex to go over here. But I will tell you a couple things that are really important. One is to follow the protein rule. Because protein is, I would say, out of all the macros, it's number one. But the protein rule is really important. It's 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, on average, unless you have kidney issues, okay? So if you weigh 150 pounds, you want to shoot for 150 grams of protein a day. That is on average. Now, most experts agree around in every aspect of healthcare that that's pretty common. Now, your fats and your carbohydrates is where everything gets a little bit tricky, because you got to figure out what your body needs, which you may need more carbohydrates and the other person may need more fats. So everybody's individualized, and this is where what we call biochemical individuality really matters. That's where it comes into play. And that's why getting a good health coach provider, knowing what your macros are and figuring out what your blood chemistry is, what all your nutritional deficiencies are, can lay out the groundwork when you're looking to lose weight. Because losing weight is not just exercise, eat better, and let's cross our fingers. It's not that. There's a science to it. And those that get really good results, they know that. Now, all diets work. All diets work. But it's the commitment of eating the right amount of calories in the right way with the right macros and on and on. So that's kind of one of the big keys I want to give you, is learn what your macros are, what they need to be, how many calories your body needs, and then also your protein. So protein rule, remember, 1 gram per pound of body weight. All right, here's the other thing with weight loss that nobody wants to talk about. It's sleep. Okay? If you're highly stressed, you're going to have a hard time losing weight, period. Because when your stress is elevated, there's a hormone in the body that's produced by these small little glands that sit on top of the kidneys called the adrenal glands. And when the adrenal glands are in a position like that where they're secreting more cortisol than they need to, guess what it does? Cortisol is a storage hormone. It's going to cause you to store body fat rather than release it. So if you're highly stressed and you're not sleeping that much, you've got a high propensity to gain weight. And a lot of times, it will gain around the midsection. Unfortunately, with men, with women, it'll be more like your hips and thighs where it tends to put that. But it's a challenge all the way around. So, two things. You've got to focus on those. If you're looking at weight loss, those are going to be your absolute keys if you're focusing on that. And then I would say the third one, which I'll get into, is your hormone profile. Managing your hormones. Making sure the hormones are where they need to be is one of the biggest keys to dropping weight and becoming that best version of you. So, the show's all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's get on the phones, by the way, and go to Bradley. Hi, Bradley. What is your health challenge?
I just had a catheter removed, and I'm noticing that my bowels are continually moving. I was just trying to find out, is there another way or something else I can do? I'm taking other things right now to try to get back to friendly bacteria just in case an infection had occurred. But I had that catheter in there for a little while since November, but, of course, you know, they changed it every 30 days.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things, I'll tell you this. First of all, I'm glad it's out, because no one wants to have that in, right? That's extremely uncomfortable, and no one wants to deal with that. So I'm glad that that is taken care of. Now, the bowel situation, I would look at your eating habits first, because they're always tied together. You know, look at the amount of break down your foods, and maybe get an app if you're trying to figure it out. Plug in all the foods that you're, like a food app, okay, like MyFitnessPal or any of those, and plug in the food you're eating so you can actually see what your macros are. It'll show you what your proteins, fats, and carbohydrates are, and then also what your fat grams are, or your fiber grams. That's all important, because if you're eating too much fat, for example, it could be causing that to happen, because a lot of times too much of even healthy fats can cause issues with the bowels. If it continues like it is, I would let your primary care physician know, your family doctor, just know. So they're kind of in the know with what's going on and can make adjustments. Because, man, when you're dealing with something like that, you don't want to let it go. You don't want to let that just, well, I'll just try this and I'll eat that and I'll decrease my fiber. And you don't want to do that. They need to be in the know if they have removed the catheter and there's things happening, right? So if there's things happening that shouldn't be happening, you want them to know about it so they can take you down the right path. So it could be a lot of things that are triggering that. But I would tell you that you're going to look more toward your nutrition, because unless there's some drug I don't know about that they're giving you, it would be more along the lines of what you're eating every single day that's making a big difference. So I hope that helps. Make sure to always give us a call, 888-283-7272. We can always make you part of the show. And look, when it comes down to your health, it comes down to your choices. Like, lifestyle's the medicine. I'll say it till I'm blue and red in the face. Your choices determine the kind of health that you're going to have. And if you need a free copy of our book, look, people ask about it all the time. Yes, we're giving it away for free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. Just look, it's got the anti-inflammatory diet in there to help you in your journey, because look, regardless of what you're struggling with, whatever your goals are, we want to help you get there. Always.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
One day after his party failed to pass a massive abortion rights bill in the Senate, President Joe Biden paused on Thursday to remember the 1 million people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable, each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
The president is calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. Airline bookings in the U.S. dropped 17% last month from March, according to CNBC. In addition, an Adobe report shows that consumers spent $7.8 billion on domestic tickets last month, which is down 13% from March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Firefighters are working to keep the flames at bay out west.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in coastal Southern California torched rows of multi-million dollar mansions. Ryan Fennessy, chief of the Orange County Fire Authority, spoke to reporters late Wednesday evening.
The focus is to get into these homes, to really take a look at those attics, to get down in the vegetation, to really make sure that we're not leaving any hot embers in place so that the wind, when the wind does pick up again tomorrow, that we've missed anything and we have, you know, a rekindle.
Fennessy said at least 20 homes were destroyed as the wildfires spread to some 200 acres, driven by wind gusts and fueled by dry brush. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The number of new applications for jobless aid budged little during the first week of May. That's according to data released Thursday by the Labor Department. In the week ending May 7th, initial claims for unemployment insurance totaled 203,000 after season adjustments. The four-week moving average of weekly jobless claims ticked roughly 4,200 claims higher to almost 193,000. Jen Psaki is stepping down from her role as White House press secretary on Friday. She's not confirmed if she's going to MSNBC as previously reported. Psaki said she'll miss sparring with reporter Peter Ducey. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us. This show's all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyles are medicine, so the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. We want to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. And it comes down to your choices that you make every single day. Look, no one can do this for you. Your grandma can't do it for you. Grandpa, your mom, your dad, your coworkers, your friends, your family members, your loved ones. No one. I can't. No one. Can take responsibility for your health but you. But the good news is that whatever you showed up here with, you don't have to leave with. You can literally make choices today that are going to change everything. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. You can give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, and we'll do everything we can to make you a part of the show. And if you want us to answer in private, we'll do that as well. Go to our website, go to Believe Health TV, and you can send us an email, connect with us on social media. All of that kind of stuff is there. Text me. We got a new text number. You can text the question as well if you want us to answer that. But I'll do everything I can to help. here we are. We're here for you each and every day to answer your questions and to get to that next level. Let's talk about women's health for just a moment. I want to jump in and talk about that. So they talk about women have more sleep issues than men. And if you're a woman, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you're a lady, like if you're married or whatever, and your husband is always passing out asleep, hard as a rock, just falls asleep, and you're up, can't go to sleep for another hour later. Okay? I talked to so many women that are like that. Well, guess what? They did a study at McGill University in Montreal, and they found that women have a different internal time clock called a circadian rhythm than men. And their biological time moves faster than men. And I know what you're thinking, ladies. You're right. That's why you're thinking, I knew we were better, smarter, faster. Yeah. So you have a sleep-wake cycle that runs about 2 hours ahead of men. That's why we always pass out, right, and fall asleep or whatever. Because it just that's the way you're wired. And they're saying that they don't know the exact reasons why, but they definitely found out that the sleep-wake cycle is one of the main reasons. And they think it's more related to hormone functions, about women's hormones and men's hormones. And they're doing further studies on that. But the sleep issue is a bigger issue for women than it is men as a whole globally. And that's the reason why. There are certain genetic differences, obviously, between men and women. But when it comes to their internal clock, the circadian rhythm that we have, that can play a big role. So the question is always, what do you do? Right? So what can you do if you have sleep issues? Number one reason that people struggle with sleep typically is a magnesium deficiency. And again, this has to do with melatonin production in the body. But magnesium is a mineral, and it's really responsible for about 300 plus processes in the body overall, and it's the most deficient mineral that we have. Like in all of our soil, including the organic soil and all of that, I mean, it no matter how you cut it, we're deficient in magnesium. And there's different versions of magnesium, but magnesium glycinate and magnesium threonate are the two that are going to make the biggest difference. Because they control going across the blood-brain barrier, which means it gets into the brain. And then also all of our muscles function off of magnesium glycinate, and that tends to make them work and function the absolute best. So there's a couple of things that you want to think about and look at when you're dealing with and going through these kind of things. So I would encourage you to look into magnesium. Now, melatonin is another big key. Magnesium influences melatonin, but actually taking melatonin can be very, very helpful in the sleep cycle as well. But then you got to look at other things like adrenal glands. You got to do. That's why I love the diagnostic test that we do is a 25-point blood test, and it looks at all the different nutritional deficiencies, hormone functions, the vitamins and minerals that the body needs that has too much of or not enough of, and it really lays the groundwork for what you need and what you don't need. Because when you're dealing with something like sleep cycles, many times you don't want to guess, and it can be a big guessing match. You don't want that. So magnesium can play a role, but it could be melatonin, it could be thyroid, it could be B12, it could be B6, it could be a lot of things. But if you're doing a shotgun approach, magnesium and minerals tend to play a big role when you're having a tough time sleeping. So I would go down that road. If you're a female, definitely looking at better ways to get disease, if you will, at night. That's the big key. All right, let's go to the phones here and check out a couple of you. I know you've been waiting there. If you haven't given us a call, you can always call us at 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or go to our website. Go to Believe Health TV. We want you to believe in yourself. It's time to believe again. Always believe is what we say. Oh, if you haven't joined our health club, definitely you need to look into that. That's our community where everybody gets together. I get in there and teach special topics and things, very intimate, great. But you may find someone in there. This is what I love about our community is you may find someone in there that also is dealing with high blood pressure or high cholesterol or diabetes, and they need to lose the weight. Or they're 100 pounds overweight, and they figured out what it took. They can turn decades of you trying things into days because they've already found the solutions. I would look into the health club. It would be a great community. That's what we're here as a family, to be together and to walk through things. That's the key. All right, let's get on the phones, and let's go with Grace. I like that name. Hi, Grace.
Briefly, I was diagnosed yesterday with Parkinson's, and I'll give you a brief rundown on what's going on. In 2019, I have abulation of a large varicose vein from my ankle to my groin. 2 weeks later, I had a pulmonary embolism. Mm-hmm. 3 months later, I had a stroke. And then I started with the tremors in my hand when I'm resting, sitting, and that type of thing. Basically, I need to know what I can do to support my immune system and walk through this diagnosis the best I can.
Yeah. I know that's not easy. And anytime you get a diagnosis like that, Grace, it's... We need Grace, right? That's such a great name, by the way. But Parkinson's, remember this, there's nutritional deficiencies that are tied to Parkinson's that we know about. And there's so many more solutions now for Parkinson's than we've ever had in science. So Parkinson's is something that you want to look into the different proteins. There's some testing that can be done. There's also some new testing, some AI testing that can be done, but the nutritional testing that can be done to look and see what your nutritional deficiencies are, what you're strong in, what you're weak in. You know, getting those kind of tests done to really see where you are is the key. So I would look at that first. Now, another big player in this is dopamine. We know that Parkinson's has a major player with dopamine. So there's certain foods that increase dopamine, and there's certain foods that decrease dopamine in the body. You want to get a copy of that list so that you know which foods to avoid and which ones to use. In my book, which we'll give you for free, just go to myfreehealthbook.com. They'll send you a hardback copy for free. But it's got a list of those kind of foods in there. Foods you can have, foods you need to stay away from. It lists out all the anti-inflammatory based foods as well that can help you along the way. I would start there because I think it'll be a great roadmap for you to get started. But getting the testing done is so important because with Parkinson's, you know, time is not your friend, right? So you want to do everything you can to really get focused on that path and to make the right decisions, to do the right things, and to build the right set of goals and in that. Because things like exercise and, I guess, lifestyle factors that you can be doing every single day, like it matters. And you don't want to let a day go by that you're not doing what you know you can be doing to win that battle. Parkinson's is no joke. But we're in a better situation now with what we know than we've ever been in. So I encourage you to do the work, the research, get a copy of the book, look at the anti-inflammatory diet, a great set of tools to follow, and it's got all the different food lists in there that are good for dopamine avoiding and all of that. But keep me posted on how you're doing. And if you need a health coach provider, you want to get into our health club and just, you know, be around a community of people that believe in you, that will help you and walk you along the way, I mean, please, by all means, do that. Always stay in touch with us. You can always call us there, 888-283-7272. We'll always be here for you. Now, I tell you, certain diagnoses are really tough. And certain people that struggle with certain diagnoses, you never expect to get that. And it's one of those things that can just be thrown at you and come out of nowhere. And a lot of times these do. You get a heart disease diagnosis out of nowhere, a cancer diagnosis out of nowhere. All of these factors can play a big role. So you have to be ready. And it's really about making the right kind of choices and decisions every single day. That's the absolute key. So give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or go to the website, go to Believe Health TV. Now, many American children have been diagnosed with ADHD. I want to hit on this for just a minute because I think it's so, so important. But our kids have been diagnosed. It's like this thing where kids have been diagnosed. The number of children diagnosed age 4 to 17 is about 8, has rose from 8% to 11% in the last 10 years. That's a lot. Because you know the standard drug that we put on kids on that have ADHD is an upper. It's an amphetamine. Did you know that? So we it's called Ritalin, and there's a lot of different drugs like Ritalin and Focalin, and there's different companies make different ones. But it's in the class of drugs as amphetamines. So, like, if you're in the 70s talking about amphetamines, it'd be, like, really, really taboo, right? But now that we've labeled a drug, and so I'm not a big fan of that. They do work, and there's certain circumstances where it can be helpful. But I personally am not a big fan. I respect my medical colleagues and all of that, and I respect the double-blind studies and all the work that's been done. I personally just don't, am not a huge fan of that.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
There's a lot of things you can do naturally to support ADHD. You've got to look at the diet, too, of the child. Make sure they have tons of omega-3 fatty acids, which if you look at kids that have ADHD, they're very deficient, typically, in omega-3 fatty acids. It's a big one. Vitamin D is another one as well. Vitamin B5 and B6 are two keys. They've also found in some studies that caffeine, like from coffee or a certain amount of it, can be supportive to the frontal lobe of the brain, which seems to be what's so deficient in kids that have these issues. So I just want to hit on that because I know a lot of parents many times feel helpless. You know, your child's acting out or they're not paying attention in school. They go see a counselor, which refers them out for potential ADHD. The doctor or pediatrician says, okay, we think they have ADHD. Next thing you know, they're on this medicine. There's other ways. Just as a parent, I just want you to know that there's options. So don't just jump on the medication. If you're concerned about that, make sure to get another opinion. Maybe talk to a naturopathic physician, someone that has more of a natural approach, because standard medicine is a great approach, but there's other approaches to look at. And I always am a big fan of getting three opinions for any condition that you have from different places. Like getting three opinions from the same clinic or the same hospital is doing you no good because they're all under the same umbrella and they all think the same and they're all being trained the same. You want to go in different training settings or in different groups or whatever to get different opinions so you can have good knowledge so that you can make a good informed decision. Like that's really where it needs to be. And ADHD, again, so many different things, but there's a lot of factors that can be looked at in this. And I want to encourage you. So if you have a kid with ADHD, make sure to get them tested with their pediatrician or someone for their fatty acid levels. It is so important. And they'll look and see if there's any vitamin and mineral deficiencies that can be there. Because ADHD, I know those are the percentages, like 11%, but it feels like it's more like 50%. Just as much as we see it now in our young people, it's just running rampant more than ever. So let's talk about brain chemistry and brain health. What's the best way to do that? Fatty acid levels will increase brain health, but guess what? The other thing that we've learned recently is that good gut health is going to produce good brain health. Why? Because all the neurotransmitters are actually made in the gut first and then sent to the brain. So many times when you're taking brain meds for depression or anxiety, it's covering up something that actually needs to be taken care of in the gut first. That's why probiotics at a strain of 30 billion or more are so effective in the gut and the overall gut health because it produces such a great amount of the neurochemistry for the brain. So again, we are what we eat, just like my granny taught us. And again, at the end of the day, that's what matters. All right, we have Barbara in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, actually. She says, I've been struggling with lymphedema. My doctor has got it cleared up, but I feel like I need to do some form of detox diet to get me started after this. What do you suggest? Well, in your body's, let me just clear up the whole detox word in general. The body's always in a state of cleansing itself, okay? We have what's called the lymphatic system in the body, and you have lymph all over the body. Okay, lymph nodes everywhere. And that's why when somebody has cancer and it gets into the lymph system, it becomes a big deal, right? Something that's concerning because it can spread throughout the body very quickly that way. But the lymph system was designed to actually cleanse the body and get rid of things. So your body's actually always in a state of detox. However, you can eat certain foods in the right combination, in the right way, and cleanse the body. Now, we have... within our health coaching system, we have what's called a reset. It's 20 days. You follow a certain protocol. You eat a certain way. And it clears out things like yeast, fungal issues. It clears out the microbiome and makes it healthy and gets the right kind of bacteria in there and out the wrong bacteria. Very simple. But, yeah, very effective. And it kind of resets the body in a way where if you haven't been making the right choices, then it can help. Or if you've come over a health challenge where you've had to take a lot of medicine and you really want to get your body going down the right path, the reset is the way to go. And you can go to Health Coach Reset. We have a whole system laid out there for you that you can follow. But at the end of the day, it's about eating healthy. I mean, whenever, if you're going through a procedure like this or you've had a health challenge of any kind, making sure that you're eating healthy, cutting down inflammation in the body, exercising on a regular basis, drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, having the right mental attitude, getting the right amount of sleep. I mean, that all promotes detox, if you will. So there's so much in the body that there's so much you can do to the body to make the right choices, but it's about the habits that you do every single day. That's the bottom line. So what do you do to detox? The reset's a great start for 20 days, but then after that, it's following the anti-inflammatory diet consistently over and over again, doing the best that you can with what you have so that you can have the right kind of health that you're looking for. So that's what I would encourage you to do, really, in step one. And I'll tell you this, when you've had an issue with lymphedema, your exercise routine is going to be important. And whatever your doctor's letting you do, do the max. Like if they say you can go 5 days a week, do 5 days a week. If they say you can go 6 days a week, go 6 days a week. If it's only walking or swimming or whatever, just do that. But that's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is the power of movement. And that's just one of the biggest keys. Look, I love being here with you each and every day. Until next time, make sure you realize that you are in charge of you to become the best version of you. Always believe.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.